Pirates. I'm all in a sad thing where the dark can reverse. Tell the lonely man where to go. Kill inside and let it burn. It's not the only will hold. Kill inside and let it burn. The empty eyes are falling down the path of no return. And blindness he wonders if his mind will ever learn. I'm over the sad thing where the dark can reverse. Tell the lonely where to go.
The show In Plain Sight, your Thursday night broadcast on Republic Broadcasting Network. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button like Dolph Lundgren smashing through the greasy Italian rib cage in the boxing ring. And with that image in mind, let me introduce our guest on Thursday night, the man with the right hook and the uppercut of red pilling. Go ahead, Mike, and enter.
I must break you.
Iman!
Sweat pouring from every pore in your body, gloves tightened on there. You can hear Survivor playing in the background, the burning heart. William Repellum. William, welcome to the show.
Aha! Thanks, Gary. I've just been hitting the heavy bags and getting ready for the show. I am all pumped up. I am just completely ready to hit the ring right now. And let's go. Let's roll. Let's get on the mat. Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Jeremy, is that, you know, that new song you have in the opening? What's it called? It's starting to grow on me. I didn't like it at first because it was at the expense of Last Day Under the Sun.
Yeah.
It's pretty good, actually. I think I'll download it.
Yeah, it's from the same band, the metal band Volbeat. It's spelled V-O-L-B-E-A-T, Volbeat for the audience. And it's called Let It Burn.
Let It Burn. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sort of about finding yourself and rejecting the evil, and sort of taking the good.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, you sent this the thing about the Alejandro Mayorkas, and I didn't know that he was the one that implemented DACA. He was an attorney in the California for under Obama. He was appointed, and then I read that Wikipedia finally, and that's interesting to know. And he's also the Department of Homeland Security that is doing the exact opposite to the country, and just flooding the country with illegal immigrants.
Yeah, more like the Department of Homeland Insecurity. Am I right?
Absolutely. Meanwhile, the Department of Homeland Security has declared anyone that disagrees or questions the COVID narrative, 5G, illegal immigration, or anything else that the government is doing as a terrorist now. So, yeah. I just, you know, go hit the heavy bags and get ready.
Well, while we're on that topic, and we're going a little bit out of order, so Mike, I think Mike is pretty good, though, with the clips. I think we're going to skip down to that Department of Homeland Security clip. Just, you know, on the heels of what William was talking about. Do you have that one ready to go, Mike?
February the 7th, 2022, the United States Department of Homeland Security just recently updated their guidelines regarding terrorism and terroristic threats to the United States. They made it their business to include anything that has to do with questioning narratives or being a quote-unquote conspiracy theorist. I found that interesting. Let's take it back for a minute. What is a terrorist? It is a person who uses unlawful violence and intimidation, especially against civilians, in the pursuit of political aims. Doesn't really sound like terrorists to me. And they also made sure that they added that anyone that is questioning anything regarding 5G technology is labeled as a terrorist. And they also included anyone questioning the past election and anything regarding COVID-19. Ladies and gentlemen, we have officially lost our freedom of speech.
Well, that's pretty extensive. I mean, 5G, the election hoax, COVID-19, that covers about the last two and a half years, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, according to them, we have no freedom of speech. We've never had a freedom of speech, according to them. Now they've assimilated their world government, and they put it together. Meanwhile, we're building a parallel society and ignoring their world government, and we will never participate or submit to their world government. The answer is not violence. The answer is simply to do exactly that, is to build a parallel society, to create our own banking system, to just make them irrelevant. And that is what's going to happen. So, you know, we're probably going to go through hell for a while, but yeah, so I kind of disagree with her statement that we've officially lost our freedom of speech, because mine's only going to get louder.
Yeah, I mean, so we have freedom of speech enshrined in the Bill of Rights. However, because of the war on terror that started, right after 9/11, and the Patriot Act, which I guess now, with retrospect, it's an act that goes against patriots of America.
Always was.
If they just put the label terrorist on you, anything goes. And that's what they're talking about, I guess, if you're questioning anything of the government, that if they just put that label terrorist on you, you don't have your rights. And I think this comes on the heels now of the trucker convoy. I think the trucker convoy scared them. And the threat of that happening in D.C. And they're wanting to show their hand. They're wanting to take off the velvet glove and show the iron fist of tyranny. And I want them to. I want them to. The best thing that could happen is for Canada to deploy the military on those truckers. I mean, not because I want the truckers to come to harm. I mean, no. But it's better to know what you're dealing with. It's better to make them show their tyranny so that we can better regroup and react. I don't know. That was a pretty radical statement. What do you make of that? Let me get your input.
I don't know that I would jump on that one, agreeing with you on that one, but I definitely understand where you're coming from. Now, if I were to say the truckers were here and those were people I knew well and were in there, then I might not say that I hope that happens. But I don't think, like you said, I know that your heart's in the right place. We are at war. They are at war with us. They have made it very clear. And they do not have good intentions for us. They're trying to kill us right now with these COVID injections that are not vaccines. People are ending up in the hospital with heart problems, and they're happy that they've been injected and they've been boosted. And they have no clue that we are at war right now. So
yeah,
if that were to happen, if the military were to deploy against those truckers, there'd still be a lot of people that are so stupid that they don't understand that we're at war, and they think those truckers actually are terrorists. There's nothing we can do about those people. They're never going to wake up. But A lot of people will. And I think, so I agree with you that that could be positive. There could be a positive outcome.
Yeah, that's all I meant by that. Of course, I would, you know, maybe I would feel a little differently if it was people that I knew. But, I mean, I just want to know what I'm dealing with. I mean, you know, when you walk on your floor and there's creaks and rumbles in your floor and maybe you got some moisture under there, I mean, if you just don't want to know what it is, if you just want to, like, you know, and then eventually the floor falls in. Hey, I want to rip that flooring up and rip that subflooring up and expose those rotted beams underneath and replace them. And I think in this case, it's better that we know right now, you know, the true face of the tyranny of these democracies. And that's all I meant by that. I don't want anything to happen to the truckers. I love the truckers. I think it's a great thing.
Of course.
I'm just trying to think realistically. But while this is going on, while they're literally telling us that, like, what we're doing right now on the radio is terrorism. That's literally what they're saying. And they could go back. They could go back in the archives, you know, even years from now, and pull these things up that we've said on the air. You know, there's an example of that. How about Roe Jogan? I'm sorry, Joe Rogan. Roe Jogan. I mean, he said the word nigger like years and years ago. And that's in quotes. And they're pulling that up and throwing it all over him. I mean, why? Because he goes against the COVID narrative. They didn't care about that before. Of course they knew he said that. The media was setting on that. So, I mean, they can pull all of this up anytime they want. They can target any one of us. I'm a badass, dude. I'm not even going to lie. But, you know, 50 FBI agents converging on my house, you know, that's going to take care of that. And I'll have to either run or go out Waco style, and that's what they can do. That's the power that they have. Remember, they drug General Flynn out of his house and arrested him. Very powerful conservative general. So if they can do that to him, they can do that to anyone. So with that in mind, they're cracking down on patriotic, good Americans like us, but yet they're totally ignoring. They're totally flooding us with third world detritus. That's what we started out with, was the Mayorkas flooding us in with all of these immigrants. And as you pointed out, you checked out the Wikipedia to Mayorkas. He is a Cuban Jew. Always go to Wikipedia and smash that early life button. And they openly admit and brag about their Jewish heritage, any of these people that are Jews. But yeah, so apparently the Biden administration under Mayorkas is just flying in all of these third worlders and not even going through the Department of Homeland. You know, they're not even going through ICE, the immigration. Department of Homeland Security is completely bypassing the officials' immigration and just flooding us with hundreds of thousands of third world migrants. And they're flying them into, like, white small towns all over America, rural areas. So not only is this going to affect the voting bloc, which is, you know, that's the whole talking point of the conservatives, right? Oh, it's all about the voting. Well, it's more than that. It's more than about the voting, as we know. It's about, you know, getting rid of white, getting rid of the white rural Americans that made this country great. Kick it to you, William. What do you got on that?
Yeah. I mean, look, make no apology for being white. If you are making some kind of an apology for being white, stop it. Stop doing it, because the Jews are the racists, and they're the ones that want you dead, and they've been killing us for, geez, I mean, I'll just go back 120 years since Zionism, since they started the world wars, World War I, World War II, since they did Bolshevism and flooded the Jewish money into Bolshevism in Russia, and then went on to slaughter tens of millions of Russian Christian patriot, and it's often in the most grotesque ways. And then they did the same thing to Germany and all these other communist revolutions in Eastern Europe between World War I and World War II. And now in the United States. We have Bolshevism. It's there, and they're operating under the USMCA now. They don't operate under the Constitution at all. They made that clear to us when they stole the election and just kicked the Constitution to the curb. The world government is operating under world government rules. Our Constitution, to them, it means nothing anymore. It never did, really, but they're not even... They don't operate under that at all anymore. Even our... I mean, just, I guess, the Supreme Court justices once in a while look like they're doing something because they're not letting them murder everybody, like, right away. They're stopping... They're putting a stop on for a little while or whatever they're doing. But, you know, eventually they'll cave into it.
It's very apt that you compared our current situation to Bolshevism in Russia 105 years ago. Because, as you know, the Bolsheviks, the leading party that took over, were 85% Jewish. And they were ruling over a Slavic, you know, millions of Slavic Christians. And so we see this situation today where the Biden cabinet is way over 85% Jewish. He didn't appoint a bunch of Jesuits, okay? He appointed Jews. And this, you know, this Department of Homeland Security head, Myocarditis, what was his name? He is a Cuban.
Myocarditis. Mayorkas.
Mayorkas. He is a Cuban Jew. And, I mean, he's going to give us myocarditis, right? This is from Fox News, foxnews.com. Biden administration pressed on legal authority for releasing migrants into the U.S. after the Department of Homeland Security reveals the numbers. So this is the system sort of like pushing back against itself. And it was all started by Republican Andy Biggs from Arizona on Wednesday, was pushing on DHS for answers to the questions about the legal basis and authority for releasing immigrants into the U.S. interior. DHS revealed the number of migrants that it released into the interior without a notice to check in with local immigration and customs enforcement. So Department of Homeland Security is just releasing people left and right, you know, tens of thousands to up to hundreds of thousands, and not going through ICE. And so even ICE and, you know, even the system is like going back against itself, saying, like, what are you doing? You're not following the checks and balances here. And so that was what the article sort of outlined. But here we see this so-called Cuban Jew, you know, Mayorkas, just totally doing this outside of the law. It's totally not legal, not constitutional. And make no doubt, it is not just about voting. They don't care about voting, okay? They don't need immigrants to join the Democrat Party. They can just fake the election with mail-in ballots because of COVID like they did last time. What they care about, the reason they're invading us, is to get rid of white people, period. That's what the Jews want. Hey, we got a couple of seconds before the break. You got some stuff for us before we head?
Well, real quick. So you notice embedded in that article, there was another article that says illegal immigrant who allegedly drew swastikas in D.C. Union Station won't be deported. ICE. Now, a lot of the Christian Zionists, so-called conservatives, are going to be upset by this. But, I mean, it's kind of funny to think that we have a Jew-wise Mexican national that came up here and sort of knows that what must know what's going on there. You know, he's drawing swastikas. So I'm not endorsing drawing swastikas. You'll end up like Gina Aversano up in New York. But and that's a very sad situation, by the way. But, yeah.
Back after the
interesting break. Irony.
Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
My heart is old, it holds my memories. My body burns a gem-like flame. Somewhere between the soul and soft machine.
What we left off was, you know, while they're declaring our freedom of speech, white terrorism, they're simultaneously just letting in immigrants, and DHS is not even going through ICE. They're just letting these people in to flood us out and, you know, get rid of the white people through breeding, I guess is what they want. So we sort of covered that, and we got a lot of stuff I want to get to. I wanted to touch on Black History Month in this short segment here. And as you may have known, the last week and a half, I have celebrated Black History Month with clips from Red Fox, Whoopi Goldberg, our show last week, and Eddie Murphy. And now I've got one tonight with the black white supremacist, Dave Chappelle. Now, as I've pointed out, these black comedians that I really love, they comment, they deal with, they critique black gangsta culture, right? And they do it with humor. And they're very blatant and honest about it. But in this particular clip that we're going to play, Dave Chappelle is critiquing white people. He's critiquing like the Klan and whatnot. So this is just a part of a clip about Chappelle is playing a black man who was born blind. And he went to a school for the blind. And he grew up thinking he was white, and they never told him he was black. And he became a white supremacist leader of a Klan in the Deep South. And this is just a clip of one of the speeches he gave. It is absolutely hilarious. Roll that mic, and we'll comment for Black History Month.
Everybody have a lot of things to discuss, mainly Negros. America's at war with Al-Qaeda. But we're still losing the war against Al Sharpton.
The Asian community was a target as well.
Let's talk about Chinese people with their kung fu and all that silly chang chang chong talk. I can't understand you. Go back to your country, white power.
Mr. Bigby was also critical of the entertainment industry.
Don't let the liberal media tell you how to think and feel. If you have hate in your heart, let it out. If you don't like Will and Grace, that don't mean there's something wrong with you. It means there's something wrong with Will. He's homosexual.
Politicians weren't spared either.
White power. Colin Powell. Conalangus Rice. Conalangus Rice sounds like a Mexican dish. Maybe we should put her on a plate and send her to Mexico so the Mexicans will eat her. White power.
And so that's Dave Chappelle dressed up in a white hood Klan outfit, and they can't see his face. He thinks he's white, and he's giving that was his critique on white supremacism, just as he critiques the gangster culture. Anyway, I don't know if you've ever heard that one, but it's very hilarious. Dave Chappelle, the black white supremacist, a very very hilarious clip if you want to celebrate Black History Month. Your comments, William, before we move on to more important and more serious things. Do you want to celebrate Black History Month, maybe by reading the weird song?
Is it Black? When is Black History Month? I don't know.
Oh, bro, that's February.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
That's last month. Remember we celebrated, but we featured the Whoopi Goldberg clip last week?
Uh-huh. Was it February last week? I thought it was January still.
No, it was February
last week. All right. Well, that's right. Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg just happened to sort of deviate from the Holocaust narrative a little bit when she said that the Holocaust was not about race.
Yeah.
Oh, no. But then the racists who call themselves God's chosen people, they're the most special people in the world because they're Jews. And so, but of course, they're not racists, but 2,000 years of guilt has put in them a unmitigated sense of unbelievable guilt for just the most heinous crimes committed against humanity over the last 2,000 years, especially the last, I guess, 120 years. And so they must project that guilt onto us.
White power!
It was
anti-Semitic remarks.
Please, William, the anti-Semitic remarks are overcoming us right now.
I just keep calling out that racism. And, I'm just a social justice warrior.
It was a magical moment in Black history when Whoopi Goldberg was called to the carpet and her Black woman privilege was trumped by the Jewish card, the Jewish Trump card every time. Sorry, Whoopi, even though it's Black History Month, you can't talk about the Holocaust like that.
Yeah. How dare you? Whoopi Goldberg.
So on the other side of the break, I think we will get into a bit of Christian Zionism and some stuff going on with Jonathan Cohen, same thing.
Cohen, yeah.
It's from the Levitical family. Back on the other side of the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
We're William and Jeremy show. This is your show, by the way. We're William and Jeremy show that you listen to every Thursday. And we're going to get into some anti-Semitic remarks covering Jonathan Cahn, the false shepherd to the Goyim. Before we get there, let's take a call. Vinny from Indiana, a very down-to-earth caller, very practical. Go ahead, Vinny. What's on?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to have some relation to what you said about the Mayorkas. He was obviously deliberately just destroying Homeland Security. There's a link over at Revolver News. New Biden nuclear hire is drag queen who wears stilettos to work, discusses sex with animals, and calls NIH chief Daddy Fauci. And if you go to the link, this guy is an absolute... You know, he goes to college campuses and does discuss bestiality kink to extreme, you know, these guys who dress up in puppy outfits. And this guy is, you know, beyond belief. He's involved in several extreme drag queen, not just regular drag queen, but the very edgy extreme drag queen things. And he's only in charge of... He's the Assistant Secretary of Spent Fuel and Waste Disposition at the Office of Nuclear Energy for the Department of Energy. So, like, you know, the Democrats want to get rid of nuclear power, so what they always say is you can't do anything with the waste fuel, and we have all this waste fuel. And actually, you know, this is a deliberate attempt to put a gross incompetent in charge of an absolutely critical position in our Department of Energy, because what the Democrats don't want is a more advanced nuclear power, which could take all this waste fuel and convert it into next generation, using next generation nuclear power plants, and actually convert it into actual nuclear fuel and generate energy. They want to destroy all that. So if you're a white guy and you got a PhD in, you know, nuclear physics, do you want a drag queen as your boss? Why don't you just quit and go work for the Chinese?
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Person's name? Not the caller.
His name is Sam Brinton. The man's name is Sam Brinton. This is absolutely beyond belief. It'll be on the Daily Storm tomorrow, I'm sure.
Look him up, yeah.
He's a Deputy Assistant Secretary of Spent Fuel and Waste Disposition.
Okay. Check him out, Vinny. Vinny, where do you live in Indiana, right? Are you anywhere near Terre Haute, Indiana?
I'm west of Indianapolis, but not quite to Terre Haute.
How far away from Terre Haute?
Terre Haute is really pretty much right on the border of Indiana and Illinois. It's directly west of Indianapolis. It's kind of it used to be an old industrial town, and it's part of it's north of the Wabash River. It's where the coal country used to be in Indiana.
Okay, but how far away are you from there?
Probably about 80, 90 miles.
Oh, all right. Well, that's good to know. I have a friend there, and she needs her car fixed. Maybe you can. Anyway, so
I have enough trouble keeping my car running.
Okay, well, if you get it running, maybe you can head over there and give her a hand. All right. Anyway, so thank you for the call, Vinny. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Yeah, you guys have a good night.
Too, buddy.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, this is a series of humiliations, putting these trannies over us. You know, Rachel Levine, who, you know, this man that puts I guess that's a wig. Either way, it's horrible, and he is the assistant of, you know, health secretary for the entire nation, and he does anal. So I mean, that's not healthy. That rips up the rectum, and then you get infections when you defecate, and so it's a humiliation ritual, you know, to address this 60-something-year-old man up like a woman and say, like, this is someone in position of power over you. And oh, and by the way, she is a honorary admiral in the Navy. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And Russia and China is laughing at us. They're laughing at us so hard. And we're just not taken seriously anymore. It's God's judgment on us, no doubt. Probably for all the Christian Zionism that we've displayed in the last 105 years. I don't know. Which is a good segue there.
Yeah. Yes.
You mentioned this guy, Jonathan Kahn. Now, I did listen to the YouTube clip on this. We got 5 minutes. Maybe we can play of it.
Yeah, you probably play 5 minutes of it.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, let's play that five, and if you would, Mike, if we can. Just,
real quick, give a little. So this was sent to me by a conservative friend that I've been trying to red pill about the Jewish supremacist, racist issue that the world suffers from, and she's just not getting it. So it's like, sends me this video recently, and before I even watch it, I was just like, this is, you know, I said everything I said before I even watched it. Then I watched it, and it was just like, yep, this is exactly what I thought it was. So anyway, let's go.
Okay, and then I just sent Mike a message. We're starting at the beginning of it and going about to the five-minute mark. I have a biblical response to this. It's basically what I texted you, William.
You could actually probably start at 10 minutes and go the last 5 minutes, I think, is even better than the first bit.
I didn't listen to that. I didn't listen to that part. Let's do the first 5 minutes. That's what I'll listen to if you want to.
And, so in our life, we don't often see every single thing until after. We look back, we look at a word, we look at, and we see how, but be strong, be of good courage, because God, that same God is in your life, and he is working all things for good and all things for restoration in your life.
The Oracle. You were in Canada. The Lord started to reveal things to you. You started to write a book. Typically, you write books every year. This one took 2 years. This is a very special book. Without further ado, how would you like to start this?
Yeah, well, what is the, you know, what is the Oracle, people would say? You know, yeah. First of all, the Oracle is another way of really speaking of a revelation or a prophet. There were fake ones, and there was real. There's in the Bible speaks of oracles, but it's the amazingness of God. It's the reality of the God of the Bible right now in the world. It's really probably the largest spanning mystery I've ever dealt with, because it's behind everything from the past, the present, what's happening right now in current events, what is yet to come. It's really the master blueprint of the end times. And we'll touch on it, you know, everything a little bit. It is so precise that, like some others, it gives the exact years of events. It gives the exact dates in some cases. And I'll give an example of kind of like the streams of these mysteries. One is the Jubilee mysteries, and that is that, you know, we know the Jubilee. In the Jubilee, you get back what you lost. You know, you go home. You return to your ancestral land. Well, Israel, for 2,000 years, the Jewish people have lost their land, you know, more than any other. But God said in the end times, he's going to bring them back. And that's the key. That is really the central key of the end times. When you see Israel back, we know that. God is real. I mean, you see Israel, God is prophetic. This is the time we're in. And actually, that's what led me when I was an atheist to believe in God, because of seeing that. So the thing is, but the amazing thing is that the mystery of the Jubilee is being used in the restoration of Israel in all these prophetic events, that things happen on exact set times, you know, on the cycle of Jubilee. That's one thing, and we'll see it. The other thing is there's something called the Parasha mystery, and that is there are these appointed words that are read in the synagogues of the world, all over the world, same word. They open up the scrolls and they read the appointed word, pointed from ages past. But what I saw, amazing stuff in this, is that these words, when they're appointed, they actually are prophetic. They speak of events in the world that happen at the time that they're read. I mean, in fact, there are things happening in the world, and they're in the scroll when it's read. Key events, in some cases to the week, in some cases on the exact day.
Wow!
And so you'll see it. And I'll just give you, you know, a taste of that. So the story in a nutshell. I mean, just gonna, because we talked about the story. It's just that, you know, a man has visions. Is looking for a man on a mountain called the Oracle. You know, and the Oracle is going to reveal these things. These are the mysteries of God. That's the way of delivering it. But there are seven doors of revelation. When you open the one door, there's all sorts of mysteries up to the seventh door. As this key keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And so in the time we have, I'll just be able to touch on, you know, a doorknob, you know, or something, you know, I'll touch on a little taste of each one. Okay. So, yeah. Sorry, set the stage. You know, we all know end times, Israel back, end times. But what people don't realize, all these things were set in motion. It's about 150 years ago, something happens. The Bible says, Moses said that in the end times, God will gather the Jewish people back. That will be the sign. We know Messiah can't come until that happens. But he says there'll be a sign. Before that happens, a stranger will come from far away, and he will come to the land, and he'll do something. Now, amazing, this is it. What happened, this is about 150 years ago, a stranger comes from far away, comes to the land of Israel. It is a desolation, as God said. It is wasted. It's hopeless. The stranger will bear witness, said Moses, will bear witness about this is a wasted, desolate land, hopeless, and that just then, right after that, that's when God's going to act. That's when God's going to start bringing his people back. Well, it happened. The man comes, he keeps a notebook, he bears witness, he writes a book, bears witness to the world. The man we all know, but most people don't know, he was part of prophecy. Mark Twain.
Yep.
Mark Twain is the stranger. He comes there, he walks to the land, and literally, as I watch this, the words he says are the same words that Moses said he would say.
Wow.
I mean, some of it is word for word. And when he reaches the last day of his full journey in Jerusalem, his last full day and night, there's an appointed word that's read in Jerusalem and around the world. They're opening up the scrolls. It's a Sabbath. They open up the scrolls, and what is the word appointed? The word all around the world, the Jewish people are chanting the prophecy of the stranger in the land.
My goodness.
So he's walking the streets of Jerusalem. They're chanting the prophecy. He doesn't know it's about him, and they don't know he's in their midst. So, and right after this happens, this is the year 1867. It's the first Jubilean year of restoration. All these strange things start happening in the land. I won't go into it. This is in the first door of the thing, but a city that reappears after 2,000 years. All sorts of things are set in motion in that year.
Is that 5 minutes?
Yeah, that was 5 minutes. And what?
All
right. Now listen, let me give you a scriptural answer to this. Now, we normally deal with this stuff on Wednesday nights, but this is very accurate. So there's two things to see here. Number one, Jonathan Cahn is a Jew. Cahn and Cohen, that's sort of the same name, okay? And they're from the Levitical tribe. If you look in the Old Testament, Levi had sons, and one of them was a Cohen. So Cahn is like another version of Cohen. That's a Jewish name. So
there's nothing hidden there either. He's an openly rabbi.
Yes, openly rabbi. And so, number one, he claims to have an extra-biblical revelation that he calls the oracle. In other words, he's getting information from God that's not in the Bible. How convenient. However, the Bible says that Jesus is the last prophet. Hebrews 1:1-2 says, God, who at different times and different manners spoke in the past times to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom he also made the worlds. And then you can also go into 2 Peter 1 that talks about we have a more sure word of prophecy and that we don't follow the fables of men. Okay. So the word of God, Jesus Christ, is the last prophet. He spoke to the apostles. Apostle means a direct representative. So the apostles, 12 apostles, were a direct representative of Christ. And that's our last final prophecy. Anybody coming to you claiming that they're a prophet and that they've got a revelation from God outside of the Bible, they're lying. And this guy's lying. So that's number one. Number two, what they're doing, they're making the same mistake, or is it a mistake? Are they intentionally misleading? What the Schofield Zionists were doing over 105 to 115 years ago, they saw Israel coming back to Palestine under the Balfour Declaration, and they said, oh, look at this. God's people are coming back. He's going to restore them. But what they failed to see was that there is a regathering of Israel for judgment. Zephaniah 2:1-2. Gather yourselves together. Yes, gather together, O undesirable nation, before the decree is issued, or the day passes like chaff, before the Lord's fierce anger comes upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger comes upon you. Zephaniah 2:1-2. This day of the Lord, the time of Jacob's trouble, this is when he gathers the secular state of Israel for the purpose of judgment. Okay, Joel chapter 2, 1-6. Blow the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. For it is at hand, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, like the morning clouds spread over the mountains. A people come, great and strong, like of whom has never been, nor will there ever be any such after them, even for many successive generations. A fire devours before them, and behind them a flame burns. The land is like the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them like a desolate wilderness. Surely nothing shall escape them. Their appearance is like the appearance of horses, and like swift steeds, so they run. With a noise like chariots, over mountaintops they leap, like the noise of a flaming fire that devours the stubble, like a strong people set in battle array. Before them the people writhe in pain. All faces are drained of color. This is a judgment coming on the holy mountain of Zion, on the people that dwell there. The people of Israel that we see today are being gathered for the purpose of judgment. The Christian Zionists told us 120 years ago or 105 years ago that no, this is the gathering of Israel for the blessing of the Lord. No, these people do not acknowledge Christ. They are Christ rejectors, and their tribesmen all over the world have pushed the worst degeneracy from the Weimar Republic to the 60 sexual revolution. They're behind it. They do not have the blessing of God. The judgment of God is coming down upon them. So that's the scriptural take on it. Mike, if you would, did we earn the right to skip the break? And we'll roll on with this. Yeah, Mike said, cool. William, let me get your response. I've given you the religious scriptural response.
Amen, brother. That's my response.
Can I get a witness? Yeah. Can I get a witness?
And look,
look, I mean, that's what's in the Bible. They totally neglect all of these passages. And, you know, you look at what this Jonathan Cahn is on. What is it, TBN? I mean, these people are like Trinity Broadcasting Network. I mean, these fools are up there like doing like the Benny Hinn thing and taking people's money. I mean, they are using religion and Christianity to gain filthy lucre. They're getting wealthy off of manipulating people. And this dude's up, this Jonathan Cahn is like selling books. I mean, these people are taking advantage of the public and using religion as the guise. They're actually as bad as the money changers in the temple who were ripping off the people, you know? You couldn't buy temple sacrifice with Roman currency, so you had to get temple currency. Oh, goy, we'll change your money currency for a little bit of a profit over here. Yeah. And they were ripping people off in the temple. And Jesus came in there and just totally wrecked them and overthrew their money changers and got a whip and, like, whipped them because they were taking advantage of people. And that's what these TBNs, Trinity Broadcasting Network, is. And they bring on snake oil salesmen, con men, like Jonathan Cahn. That's an apt name, isn't it? What a con man. And he tells people what they want to hear, or he tells people what the Jews want them to hear. And he gets a lot of money for it. So, man, I'm on the soapbox. I'm preaching. William, let me pass it to you, brother. Let me pass the plate to my brother, William.
Yeah. And obviously I had a back and forth with this person that, is definitely a loves the Constitution and loves America and our freedoms and everything like that. But it's just so sad because I just realized how just deeply entrenched these folks are in this belief, and they cannot see how they're being manipulated, and they have not read passages in the Bible like beware of Jewish fables. I don't remember what the passage was. Beware of the Jewish fables. Also, the whole world will be deceived in the book of Revelation. The whole world will be deceived by the beast. And this is the beast. The beast pretending and to do God's work. Okay? And and that's what's happening here. And people are being manipulated and they're being suckered. And they're just, their emotions are being played with. And they'll pan over to the audience in this video clip and they'll show them just suckers, you know? And it's just, I don't know who to be. I get frustrated with them too, because I'm like, oh, no wonder the Jews call them goyim, you know, sheep. It's just, and the really sad part of it is that how much they actually do love freedom, and they just have no idea what you brought up, what they're supporting, and just to see, you know, it took me a long time to understand it. Like, because one time somebody made a comment on Facebook and said, "There's a special place in hell for those evangelical Christians," and I was just like, "Jeez!" I was like, "Wow!" I had no idea about the Jews at that time. It was just before I learned about it, and I just thought that was the most awful thing someone could ever say. It was just like, how could you say such a nasty thing like that?
And so now I kind of get it.
The book of New Testament, book of Titus, 1:14. Do not give heed to Jewish fables, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. That's what we got there from this con guy, Jewish fables, right? The commandments of men claiming to have a prophecy. This is totally a new prophecy. And you got this guy on the right wing deceiving people, while myocarditis, Department of Homeland Security, is flooding us with third world detritus and telling us that what we're doing tonight on this radio show and what all these great hosts on RBN do every day, that's terrorism. That's terrorism, Goy. Now, take your third worlders. Take your third world Muslims and let them outbreed you. That's what they're doing. So.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. Yeah, they've been doing that. And they want us distracted talking about COVID. And so that they can keep doing that. Just imagine what COVID actually has done, right? You throw a just smoke screen on a bunch of people that we were already starting to be onto them about what they were doing already, right? Just think about what we were doing before 2019. In 2019, before 2020, we were talking about the real thing. And they were kvetching on the mainstream media about anti-Semitism everywhere, anti-Semitism. And we will eradicate anti-Semitism. And then, what was their strategy? COVID. That was their strategy, to eradicate anti-Semitism. So now they can demonize you for talking about COVID.
Again, I'm all for the truckers. I don't want to be an anti-trucker guy, man. I was one of the ones last week that said this trucker thing's going to take off. It's going to make more difference than anything else. And it has. But instead of protesting COVID, what if the truckers of the world united over stopping immigration, over stopping third world immigration? Wouldn't that have been awesome? But instead it's COVID. So, it is what it is. It's provided a rallying point, but maybe the wrong rallying point.
Yeah, and then so we have to really analyze and go, okay, so what's actually happening in the background while this is all going on? They're setting things up. So they want to use vaccine passports to set it all up. But I guess that's good. We're stopping that. That's the immediate threat. Or they're stopping that.
Appreciate you coming on. Thanks for sending all the great breath. And it's been a pleasure, my friend.
I think we had a great show.
Thanks a lot. You stay classy. Yeah. We'll be back tomorrow.
Too, buddy. Right.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.